When Moshe Rabbeinu warns Pare about the impending Makkah of Arav, he adds a very interesting line. Moshe tells Pare, "V'samti pedos b'in ami b'in amecha," and I will make a distinction between my people and your people. L'machar yia oisazeh. That sign will come about tomorrow. So classically understood, Moshe is explaining to Pare that the wild animals will destroy Egypt, but there will be an imaginary boundary between where the Egyptians were living and where the Yidden were living. In other words, Moshe was telling Pare, the wild animals will not enter into the Jewish city of Goshen. The Sefer Moira Eish offers a powerful homiletical insight. V'samti pedos b'in ami b'in amecha. You know what is the major difference between Klal Yisrael and the other nations? Machar yia oisazeh, the belief in Machar. What is unique about the Jewish people? The power of belief in tomorrow. When Yid suffers and faces adversity, when we encounter difficulties in our life, it doesn't minimize our faith. We don't lose our resolve. When we are dealing with pain and tragedy, we still maintain our composure. We still have emunah. Why? Because we believe in Machar. We have faith that it is all part of Hashem's master plan. We know that no matter how difficult the day is, Hashem is right here by our side, and there will be a tomorrow. With Hashem's help, we will overcome our challenges. We will weather the storm. We will fight our way out of today, and be'ezus Hashem, make it to tomorrow. As daunting as the challenge may seem now, the belief in tomorrow allows us to avoid getting swallowed up by the struggles of today. This is the strength of a Yid. This is the koyach of Klal Yisrael. Every one of us contends with life challenges. For some it's shiluchim, for others it's health, for some it's finances, and for others it may be all of the above, and then some. At times our challenges seem so enormous, and we feel lost in the darkness of our circumstances. In those moments we say, Machar yia oisazeh. Hashem has a plan for me. Hashem put me in this predicament for a reason. This is a necessary step in the process of getting my Yeshuas that awaits me tomorrow. The idea of Machar will not necessarily completely negate the pain of today, but by thinking long term, by changing and broadening our perspective, it diminishes it somewhat by infusing meaning in those challenges. And while we focus on meaning, the other nations of the world are focused on pursuing happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is a well-known phrase in the United States Declaration of Independence. Happiness is about how we feel in the present. Meaning is about how we judge our life as a whole, past, present, and future. When we live with the idea of Machar, we might not always be happy, but we'll be living lives filled with meaning. Meaning is not about what happens to us, but about how we interpret what happens to us. Viktor Frankl, the popular neurologist, psychiatrist, and Holocaust survivor, devoted his life to studying and understanding and promoting meaning. In his famous book, Man's Search for Meaning, he tells the story how he survived the Holocaust by finding personal meaning even in the most horrific circumstances. And that gave him the will to live through it. In the 3 years that he spent in Auschwitz, Frankl survived and helped others survive by inspiring them to discover a purpose in life, thinking about the future, thinking about your life's mission, even in the most horrendous situations. Machar is about infusing ourselves with hope today. When the Yidden were trapped between the Yam Suf and the pursuing Egyptian army, Klal Yisrael was in a state of panic and uncertainty. And Moshe reassures them, Hashem yilachem lechem ve'atam tachrishim. And the Chazon Ish offers a beautiful interpretation. He says, Hashem yilachem lechem. You know when Hashem fights for us, b'shah she'atam tachrishim. When our minds are quiet, when we are not questioning the ways of Hashem, when we have emunah, when we truly believe, when we have no doubts, then Hashem yilachem lechem. Hashem will advocate for us. When we have complete trust in Hashem, we will experience tremendous miracles. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.